For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Around 50 community members filed into the J.W. Smith Elementary School gymnasium for a Q&A Tuesday. Bemidji Area Schools is looking at closing the school amid a projected budget deficit. Larissa Donovan attended and has more.
J.W. Smith is the district's oldest school building, built in 1954. Superintendent Jeremy Olson says consolidating the students to other district elementaries would save the district about $1 million, as well as avoid another million or so in future maintenance costs. Olson says fewer babies born at Sanford Bemidji in the last several years have led to smaller class sizes. But that isn't the only factor to a decline in enrollment that he says has led to empty classrooms in the schools.
The losses to charter school are pretty negligible in the last couple of years. The losses to open enrollment, fairly negligible. It's really the homeschool families. And so what we've been doing is every year we communicate with them and say, hey, this is not an all or one situation.
Bemidji Area Schools will host a public hearing 5:30 p.m. Tuesday at the Bemidji High School, with another vote to close the school anticipated in a special March 30th meeting. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
Three northern Minnesota lawmakers authored liquor bills that may be included in a larger omnibus package later this session. One of the bills, by Representative Matt Bliss of Pennington, would allow counties to issue seasonal liquor licenses to resorts, including those too small to have a full-size restaurant.
A lot of the smaller places that have a smaller lodge, maybe seats 10 or 12 people and not a real fancy kitchen, they're not allowed to get the seasonal license. It just makes sense to allow them to get a seasonal license as well, since they're only open 5 or 6 months a year.
Bliss owns and operates the Point Bliss Resort on Lake Kitchee, about 20 miles east of Bemidji. Representative Ron Kreisha of Little Falls authored a bill that would allow wine transfers between liquor stores owned by the same entity. And Representative Josh Heintzman of Nisswa introduced a special liquor law for the city of Brainerd to issue a liquor license to the Northern Pacific Center. Another bill would permit nursing homes and assisted living facilities to organize happy hour events for residents. The House Commerce Committee laid all four bills over Tuesday. Leech Lake Tribal College has named three finalists in its search for the school's next president. The college began the process of finding its next leader with community forums late last year. The three finalists will tour the campus and interview with the Board of Trustees. Lane Azur will visit March 30th. He is currently the Dean of Students at Warwick Public Schools in North Dakota. Margaret Maggie Ross is the interim president at Sinte Gleshka University on the Rosebud Sioux Reservation. She will visit March 31st. And Beatrice Bridgelaw will visit April 1st. She is the Associate Dean of Academic Affairs at Illisavik College in Alaska and the Director of Strategic Initiatives and Partnerships for the nonprofit Student Freedom Initiative. The finalists' visits will include a public forum at 1:30 each day. The plan is to announce the next president in mid-April with a start date of July 1st. Three Northland programs are returning to the boys' state basketball tournament again this year, joined by a fourth making its first appearance in nearly a decade. Pequot Lakes will play in its fifth consecutive tourney. The team earned the number 2 seed in AA, the best placement it's had in its recent stretch of success that includes 2 consolation championships. Cherry is also making its 5th straight appearance. The Tigers are the 7th seed, their lowest rank yet, coming off a single-A runner-up finish and a championship the year before that. Red Lake County is on the same side of the bracket as Cherry. Last season, the Rebels made their first ever state tourney appearance. They were ranked 3rd and got 3rd. They'll be number 3 again this year. And in 3A, Grand Rapids will play in the tourney for the first time since 2017. At number 7, they drew a tough matchup against De La Salle, one of the best programs in the state. The tourney is a week late this year to allow the Gophers to host the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament. The Thunderhawks will play Wednesday, March 25th, as will the Patriots, taking on Blake. Cherry and Red Lake County will follow on Thursday the 26th. The Tigers will face Janesville Waldorf Pemberton, and the Rebels will play Liberty Classical Academy. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.